Thank you very much.
Case number.
You're welcome, sir.
Case number 10,578, Mark Pulley, south of Pine Street, 400 feet west of Clubhouse Road, being lot 24, section B, within Banks Acres Development, a variance from the side and rear yard setback requirements.
Name and address.
Mark Pulley, 31416 Pine Street, Ocean View, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Evening.
I have some folders here, actually, that describes what I want to do. I actually did a few, put them together for everybody here.
All right.
There are five of them. In this folder, number one.
This is actually, I only made one of these. These are actually letters from my neighbors, whom I've gone to and spoken with, as well as pictures of the existing structures in the neighborhood, both on Oaks and Pine Street and Banks Acres. There's only one of these folders.
Those five are right now.
Basically, what I'm applying for, of course, as you know, is the side and rear yard setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look in that folder, the first page you turn to in that folder is actually a map of the neighbors that are around me. Each of those neighbors have signed a letter that is in folder number one, and I don't know where folder number one is. If you want to pass that amongst each other, yeah. That has letters from all these neighbors whom I have spoken with, and they have all, I've told them all what I want to do, and everybody has been okay with it. I know them all well and kind of have keyed all their places and watch out after their places and stuff a lot for them. But anyway, page number two is, of course, the existing, and I think you already have a copy of that survey. It is an older survey from 2003, but the property is still the same as what you see on that survey. The first one is actually the existing. Page number three is the proposed, what it is that I proposed that I would like to do there. And the next page is, of course, a brief description of what it is that I want to do with two pictures that follow. And if you look, and I'll read along with the letter, if you look at picture number one of the carport, that's, of course, the first picture. I think it's page number, I believe it's page number five in your booklets. You'll notice the yellow marker standing there in the front of that shed. The marker actually represents 10 feet off of my property line. If I were to build to code, so to speak, at 10 feet off the line, that's where the actual garage would have to start. If you look also at the back of that picture, you can see there's a 6x6 support beam for my carport. One other thing, and I'll jump back. Also, I note when I went in and applied for this variance and filled the thing out, and the young lady in the office pulled the whatever variances had been pulled, in other words, for this carport back in 2003 by Archie McGinty. Archie had applied for 2 feet off the property line. Well, when the variance was done, excuse me, not when the variance was done, when the survey was done, it was found that that carport is actually 1.85 feet off the property line. And I was unaware of that. I bought this property existing the way that it is. All the structures are there. The carport was there. The sheds were there. Everything was already there. So it was unbeknownst to me that I was 1.85 feet instead of 2 feet. I didn't know. I wasn't aware of that. But as I was saying, if I were to build starting at that shed, starting in the center of that shed at that yellow marker, basically, what would happen is, as you can see in the next picture, I have a car sitting in picture number two. There's a car parked there. Mm-hmm. It would pretty well make the garage inaccessible to my other vehicle. So if folder number one's going around, and I've kind of gone off track of reading off this piece of paper. If folder number one goes around, you look at the existing garages in the neighborhood. Every one of the garages in the neighborhood, basically, you pull straight into your driveway, you go straight into the garage. Mm-hmm. If I was to build a garage and start halfway in the middle of that carport like you see, it's going to not only look ridiculous, but it's going to make it somewhat unusable to be able to, it's just not going to look right in my eyes, and it's going to mess up the uniformity of the neighborhood as well as my property. Now, I'd like to be able to build a bigger garage, but finances don't allow me to do that. So I'd like to keep the existing shed that is actually there. There is an existing 12 by 16 shed, and I think you actually have a copy of that as well. I'd like to take that shed and move it back and turn it to the back corner of the property. And I want to move it basically right to, almost to the line, within 6 inches of the property line back there. Right now there's a fence back there that's actually, it's just a couple inches from the property line. So I've already got a fence along the whole property line back there. The neighbor behind me is fine with it. The neighbor next to me is fine with this. Like I said, I've spoken with everybody around me. And that's basically it. Like I said, if folder number one's going around, you can see all the letters from everybody and the pictures of the different garages throughout the neighborhood. I walked basically down Oak and Pine Street. I apologize for the snow in the pictures, but we got about 3 weeks worth of snow there.
You need a new thermometer on your shed.
Oh, what was it out there?
It says 40. Can't be with all that snow.
And that is basically it. That's what I have to tell you. That's what I would like to do. I'd like to keep the property looking nice. I'm pretty well a stickler for making things look nice. I want to put together a nice building there and keep my property looking good. I'm known for that. So.
Okay.
And did you tell us what you were going to use the building for?
It's a garage. I'm sorry. It's just a residential garage. I'm going to put my car in it. I have a little car. I have a boat that I may like to put in there in the wintertime, as well as my truck as well. I own two vehicles and a boat.
And the carport will stay then?
Yes.
What is drawn out at the other end of the mobile?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What is drawn out at the other end of the home next to the property line fence on the other end? Is that the septic system or?
No, there's a big addition on the back of it, and then there's a fence actually there with the lines with the little X's there.
Yes.
That's a fence. That's an existing fence that's there. That goes all the way around that side and all the way down the back line of the property.
So you've got the fence doesn't run the line straight to the street. It comes up to the...
Yeah, it only comes up to the back corner of the house there.
Yeah, I got you now. I see. So the shed, you wouldn't want the shed on that end of the property?
No, it really would break up my whole yard if I put it back over there. And sometimes I do actually, I've made that fence a gate there. Sometimes I do actually put the boat back in there out of the way in that back corner. And like I said, that would break up my whole backyard if I did that. My dog likes a runner. He likes that corner too sometimes. I'd like to keep everything off the one side so I can keep an open backyard. There is a clothesline also that's right in there as well, in the behind the addition.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? One, would you please come forward? You can just sit down right up front here, sir.
Name and address, please.
Hello, my name is Susan Lausche. I'm 65 Ranchwood Drive in Silver Leaf Farm.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Yes, I guess the first question I'd like to ask is, I wasn't clear, was this lease land owned, or do you own your land in this community?
Okay.
It's owned.
Well,
Okay.
Boy, ask him then. What your question? You asked the board more.
Oh, okay. Okay. I wasn't sure. And I was wondering what the hardship was. I didn't catch that. We didn't hear everything back there. So there were the
questions. You could hear. Excuse me for interrupting. Would that be easier?
No, I didn't hear if he said a hardship, so I missed that part.
No, he didn't. No, well, he didn't say that. That's why I said, if you'd like to come up front, okay. That's the hearing, you're welcome to.
Okay.
That way you could hear it.
They were just the two questions that I had.
Okay, we'll ask him then.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Trevor, do you come up front, please?
Yes.
First question, is it lease or do you own your land?
I own it.
Okay, and the hardship that you have with this?
Basically, the structures that are currently there were already there when I bought the property, and the layout of the property, the way that it is with the existing carport as well as the existing structures, make it so that I need to put this garage where I've applied to put it.
So you didn't create any of this? This was
no,
that
sir.
Way when you got it? So
no,
that
sir.
Would be the hardship?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Square footage of this garage. What's the is this
it's
the variance?
Over 600 square feet.
Okay. So this is what he needs.
So it has to maintain
10 feet.
The 10 feet from the side.
Being over 600.
If it was 600 or under, they could be five.
Right. But being so, it has to retain the 10.
Yes.
Thank you.
Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting variance. It's unique in the lot size is relatively small. The essential character of the neighborhood is that, you know, all the other properties do have garages. So I guess you could argue that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. As the applicant says, he's not, does have a hardship because of the way the structures were already set on the property, and a minimum would afford relief. So I make a motion we approve case number 10,578.
Second. We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,578. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
And one question I have. When do I want to go pull my permits now. Do I need to wait on a fax letter from you guys or somebody? Or can I go up tomorrow and do that?
Probably be 30 days before the finding of facts are written. And then there's 60 days that it can be appealed.
I see.
30 days. I'm sorry. So about 60 days before you're really in the clear. I mean, you could go ahead and do it at your own risk.
Okay.
But sometime in the next 60 days, someone could appeal.
Okay. And I can go ahead up and pull the permit at this point, though? They will.
No. He won't get the permit until the findings are filed.
You can obtain a permit. We let them because it's good for 1 year.
Right. Okay. Even with before the decision is signed?
They let them at the permit counter.
So, at your own risk.
Thank you.
That's risky.
Thank you.
Okay.